Let's talk. This is dictating on Brian Miller. Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller. Brian, B-R-I-A-N. The date of birth is 1/27/68. Date of visit is 9/3/25. Please make a copy for Shelley Fredette, P-A-C. Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-Y, Shelley. Fredette, F-R-A-D-E-T, F as in Frank, F-R-A-D-E-T, Fredette, P-A-C. Next paragraph, dear Shelley, thank you for sending Brian Miller for pulmonary evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 57-year-old overweight male with a history of obstructive sleep apnea. Diagnosed over 2 years ago as had a CPAP set up at home. Patient states he has not been able to use it over the past 1 year since the mask and the settings are too strong, and he has trouble keeping his mask on due to the pressure, and thus has not tolerated it. He would like to try alternative methods to treat his obstructive sleep apnea. Period. The patient also has gained weight. He has no shortness of breath at rest, but has some fatigue and denies headaches, and has some daytime sleepiness. Next paragraph. As history advises, past history has included tonsillectomy at a young age, and right knee surgery times two, history of atrial fibrillation and cardiac ablation, and also bilateral inguinal hernia repair. He has had psoriatic arthritis and has been on therapy. There is a history for hypertension. And hyperlipidemia. The let's see. The patient has severe obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for over 40. I'm sorry, for over 38 years. Drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph, allergies to Chantix. Next paragraph, family history, mother died of uterine cancer, father died of a heart attack. Next, system review, the patient has fatigue and weight gain. He has shortness of breath, wheezing and cough. He has heartburn, no black stools or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain, but has palpitations and calf muscle pains. He has urinary frequency and no flank pains. He has depression, and he has easy bruising. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has headaches, numbness of the extremities, and no skin rash. Next, med list. Included gabapentin 300 milligrams, TID, duloxetine 30 milligrams daily. Vicodin. Uh, 10-325 milligrams QID. Coreg 3.125 milligrams BID. Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. Cardizem ER 180 milligrams BID. Methotrexate 2.5 milligrams. 5 tabs weekly. And Rinvoq 15 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight, middle-aged white male with a lot, no acute distress, no pallocyanosis, ictus, or perfluidema. Blood pressure 128/70, pulse 96, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 196, saturation 94. HUNT norms, phallic pupils reactive, scleroid clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, or paramegaly. Chest equal movements with scattered wheezes over the upper lung fields, no crackles on either side. Heart sounds regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is obese, protuberant without masses, no ionomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities 1 plus edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next, paragraph impression number 1, obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4, psoriatic arthritis. Number 5, peripheral neuropathy. Number 6, hypertension. Next, plan. The patient has intolerance to use CPAP. And he was advised to go for implantation of Inspire and will be referred to a ENT. Specialist. The patient also will go for a pulmonary function study and was advised to quit cigarette smoking. He will get a CT chest without contrast and continue with these other medications mentioned above. And a follow-up visit arranged in 6 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Shelly Fredette, FRADET, PA-C. Fredette, FRADET, Shelly Fredette. Thank you for the consultation. Let's talk to Suzanne.